Today on Gardening in a Minute, fall armyworms. The fall armyworm is 1.5 inches long when fully grown. They usually have dark heads and are tan to green in color. Armyworms eat a wide variety of plants, but prefer corn, Bermuda grass, and grassy weeds like crabgrass. When the larvae are very numerous, they defoliate plants and march like an army across a field en masse, consuming nearly all vegetation in their path. Other crops sometimes injured are grape, citrus, papaya, peach, strawberry, and a number of flowers. The best control method is to plant crops as early in the spring as possible to avoid large infestations. You can also select early maturing varieties. If you have an infestation, you can use recommended insecticides. Be sure to follow all label instructions. For more information about armyworms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, beets. Beets are a great choice for the home garden because they're easy to grow and high in vitamins and iron content. Beets are typically grown for their roots, which come in many different shapes, sizes, and colors. Young leaves are delicious raw and add pizzazz to salads. Mature leaves can be cooked in the same way as other leafy greens. Beets are a winter crop and should be planted in Florida October through February. They're not injured by light frost and withstand some freezing. Sow seeds directly into beds and thin plants as they grow. Beets prefer loose, well-drained, slightly acidic soil. You can plant beets at 3-week intervals throughout the season. Beets can be harvested at any time and store well in the freezer. For more information about beets and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the peace lily. Peace lilies, or spathiphyllums, are a favorite houseplant because of their hardiness and beauty. They are easy to grow and can provide years of enjoyment. Peace lilies have large, dark green leaves and showy spoon-shaped white flowers and grow from 1 to 4 feet tall. Keep your peace lily in a well-lit area, but out of direct sunlight. Keep the soil moist at all times, but avoid overwatering. The leaves may get dusty and can be easily cleaned by wiping with a soft, damp cloth. Propagate your peace lily by dividing it in the spring. Research has shown that indoor plants like peace lilies help to clean the air indoors and can improve mood and work productivity. Pick up a peace lily and let it brighten your home or office. For more information about the peace lily and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, alternatives to turf. A lush lawn can be an appealing element in the home landscape and provides many important benefits, like reducing stormwater runoff and cleaning the air. But sometimes turf grass doesn't perform as well as you would like. When you need an alternative to turf areas, consider installing mulched beds accented by a smaller amount of turf grass. Ground covers also make great alternatives in areas where foot traffic or a place to play isn't needed. Remember to choose a ground cover well suited to your site. Some popular ground cover varieties include Asiatic jasmine, beech sunflower, and liriope. You can also convert a turf area into a patio or deck using permeable pavers. Turf grass is a great addition to your yard, but when it's not thriving, don't hesitate to look for other alternatives. For more information about alternatives to turf, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, other uses for seeds. Seeds are a great way to get your garden growing, but they have many other uses besides propagation. Seeds can be used to add flavor to a dish. Sunflower, sesame, and poppy seeds are very popular to eat. Nuts like pecans and peanuts are seeds too. Other seeds, such as corn and wheat, make grain alcohol through a fermentation process. You can decorate with seeds and seed pods by adding them to potpourri or flower arrangements. Seeds also make great additions to arts and crafts projects by adding color and texture. Because they dry easily and store well, you can keep seeds on hand for use all year. Be on the lookout for seasonal seeds, like pumpkin, to add a little crunch to your life. For more information about seeds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.